We're visiting with Northern Heights head girls basketball coach Bob Blair on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, first off, congratulations to an outstanding start so far. 5 games in, 4-1 record. First off, let's get your assessment of your girls' play through the first 5 games.
Yeah, overall, I'm very pleased with the first 5 games. The girls have been playing very hard, working very hard in practice. They've got great attitudes. They're a fun group to work with. And, you know, to be where we're at, sitting at 4-1 with 1 game left before Christmas break, is a good position to be in. And the 1 game we did lose was a really close 2-point game with Frankfort up in the Waubonsie tournament last week. So they're progressing about where I thought they would be at this point. And so we're pretty pleased with the start.
As far as the play on the floor, is there anything that's caught you by surprise, or is this kind of what you were hoping to see from your basketball team?
Yeah, you know, we thought going into the season with our athleticism and our speed and quickness, we could push the ball up the floor fast, and we have done that at times. When we've had numbers, we've had a fast break working pretty well. Defensively, our girls have gotten a lot of steals and deflections. Coming off of our presses and our half-court defense, and you know, that's you know, that speaks to our quickness and our athleticism too. So you know, it's been an added plus for us to be able to push the ball and also you know, convert some turnovers into points as well.
We're visiting with Northern Heights head girls basketball coach Bob Blair on the Area Coach's Corner. What about on the individual side? Who's been playing well for you through the first 5 games?
Yeah, McKenna French started out really hot for us, scoring and making 3-point shots. And then last Friday night at the Waubonsie tournament, she went up for a rebound and came down and landed on her left elbow. So we're going to miss her for maybe 2 or 3 games here. But we've had Aubrey Heinrichs really step up the last 2 games. She scored 26 points in our 22-point win against Waubonsie last Friday night. And then she turned around against Chase County this Tuesday night and scored 22 points. So she's been a big boost for us, you know, insofar as scoring, and she's played great defense as well. But, you know, both of those wins were great team efforts that we couldn't have accomplished without everybody chipping in their part. So it was a great team effort.
And, you know, we can talk about the offense, and you've had some good offense, but I'm guessing one of the things you're really happy with is the defense your team is playing.
Yeah, I am. You know, prior to our Chase County win the other night, I think we were giving up an average of 31 points a game, and we only allowed Chase County to score 22 on Tuesday night. And there was one stretch from the second quarter through the third quarter where we went on a 20-0 run over about 12 minutes. You know, defensively, it doesn't get better than that when you can go on a, you know, a 10-12 minute run and your opponent doesn't score. You know, that's great defense. So that's something we're very pleased with. Going back, you know, I've been coaching for going back over 30 years now at various schools, boys and girls. And one of the things I've always stressed to kids is how important it is to play tough defense, and that it's usually defense that wins games, not offense. So.
Well, you have 1 game left before you go on the Christmas break. You have Central Heights tonight. Is there a next step you'd like to see your girls take tonight?
Yeah, we you know, we feel like this is a game we'll be competitive in. I don't know a lot about them. Haven't seen any film of them. I have heard that they're a tough, scrappy team that plays very physical, so we'll have to match their physicality. And I think it, you know, and I told the girls that going into our Waubonsie game last Friday, that, you know, it'll be a physical game. We'll have to match their physicality, and the girls stepped up the second half and did that. So, you know, just looking for us to continue playing good defense. And on the offensive end, our shot selection this year has been great. I haven't had any problems with our shot selection. So if we can do those two things tonight, we should be in good shape.
Coach Blair, thanks for taking time out and visiting with us today on the Area Coach's Corner. Good luck tonight against Central Heights. Have a Merry Christmas, and we look forward to visiting with you again after the first of the year.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too.
That's Northern Heights head girls basketball coach Bob Blair on the Area Coach's Corner, brought to you by Mills Tire and by Kansas Land Bank on Country 101.7 FM.